Welcome back for another deep dive. You know how we're always wondering about, the future of energy? Well, today, we're going deep on some new research about just that.
Right.
We're going to be talking about gas hydrates, that potential fuel source, those icy pockets way down on the ocean floor.
Yeah, and it's something we've known about for a while. Gas hydrates, I mean. The real trick has always been, actually finding them efficiently. But this paper we're looking at today, it might just have cracked the code.
The title's a bit of a mouthful. Characterization of Likelihood of Gas Hydrates Occurrence in the South China Sea. I'm not going to lie. But trust me, this research is doing something really, really cool. They've come up with a totally new way to zero in on these elusive hydrates.
The really cool part is that they're not just looking at one single factor. It's like, imagine you're trying to bake a cake, right? It's not just about having the ingredients, it's about the right amounts of each one. Well, this research, they've taken that same idea and applied it to gas hydrates. They're using tons of different data points to build a way more accurate prediction model.
So instead of just one ingredient, like just seismic data, which is what's usually used, they're looking at the whole recipe.
You got it. They're analyzing things like density, the electrical resistivity, and yeah, seismic readings too. All from a 2007 expedition in the South China Sea, a place known to have good potential for gas hydrates. What they're finding is that by bringing all these different factors together, you can actually predict the chances of finding these gas hydrates with way, way more accuracy.
So they've created like a confidence score for finding gas hydrates. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you could definitely call it that. And one of the, I think, most interesting things they found was that not every site they looked at, even the ones that seemed promising, actually had a lot of gas
That's
hydrates.
huge, right? Because it means we could be wasting a ton of time and resources looking in all the wrong places.
Exactly. And that's why this new prediction method is so important. It could save a massive amount of time, money, resources, all by helping us focus on the places where these hydrates are most likely to be.
This is really feeling like it could change how we look at all energy sources. It's like instead of a treasure map for gold, we've got one for cleaner energy.
It really could be huge. And one thing I thought was interesting was how they focused on two things in particular. So like electrical resistivity and how seismic waves behave, those were like really strong indicators of gas hydrates were there or not.
Why those two? What makes them such good clues?
Okay, so gas hydrates, they're different physically than the stuff around the sediment. So like they don't let electrical currents through as easily, and they even change how seismic waves, move through the earth. So if you measure those two things really carefully, you can start to get a much better idea of what's down there under the seabed.
So it's like, I don't know, using a metal detector, but instead of beeping for treasure, it's pointing us to these energy reserves. Speaking of, how do we actually get the gas hydrates out? Does the paper get into that at all?
It doesn't, no, not this paper. They don't talk about extraction methods specifically. But one thing to keep in mind is that getting those gas hydrates out, it's not as easy as just drilling a hole and, letting the gas flow up.
Right, because of what you were saying before about how they're different physically.
Right, exactly. Those same things that make them detectable, also make them harder to extract. It's something people are still researching for sure. And of course, there are environmental concerns, to think about too.
Yeah, of course. We don't want to create a new problem while trying to solve another one. So it seems like there's still work to do on actually getting the gas out. But this new likelihood index, that seems like a big step forward, at least for finding them. How does it compare to the methods they were using before?
Think of it this way. The old methods, they were like using a regular map to find your way around. And this new method, this is like using GPS. So yeah, way more accurate and way less uncertainty.
Yeah. Definitely an upgrade then. Okay, so I noticed they mentioned this thing called the, get this, the gas hydrate petroleum system paradigm. Sounds kind of intense, right? What does that even mean?
Basically, it's a way to understand, I guess, the geological processes, the things that make gas hydrates form in the first place and how they like build up. It's a bit like a detective looking for clues. We don't just need to find where the gas is, we need to understand how it even got there.
What kind of clues are we talking about here? Like, what are the things that have to happen for gas hydrates to even form?
Well, obviously, you need natural gas, that's the main thing, but you also need the right temperature and pressure, which usually means deep ocean sediments,
Yeah.
or sometimes permafrost. And you need enough water and some kind of structure for them to form in, like the pores in the sediment. It's a lot of things that have to be just right.
No wonder they're so hard to find.
Yeah. And that's exactly why it's so important to understand this whole gas hydrate petroleum system paradigm thing. This research, it shows that it's not just about finding the gas. It's about, you know, getting the whole geological history, the whole context, to really figure out where those gas hydrates are most likely to be.
Seeing the bigger picture, all the connections, I like it. Now, I also saw them mention downhole wireline log data. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. So imagine you drill a borehole deep down into the seabed. Then you lower a probe, it's got all these sensors on it, down that borehole. And as it goes down, it measures all kinds of things about what's around it, the sediment, any fluids.
So it's like giving the Earth an ultrasound.
That's a great way to put it. And all that information the sensors pick up, that's the downhole wireline log data. It's really useful for getting a close-up look at what's going on beneath the surface.
And in this case, that data helped the researchers develop their likelihood index. What sort of things can you actually measure with this downhole logging?
Well, for this study, they were looking at density, resistivity, how fast P waves travel, and gamma rays. Each of those measurements, it's like a piece of the puzzle, right? And it all helps to build a more complete picture of what's happening beneath the surface.
So this downhole logging, it's giving us super precise data then. When they looked at all that, along with everything else they collected, did the researchers find anything surprising?
One of the interesting things they saw was how much the gas hydrates, like how much of them there was, it could be really different, even within the same drilling site. It wasn't like a simple yes or no, are there gas hydrates here?
Right. It's more complicated than that. And that's where their likelihood levels come in, right? Going from improbable to certain.
Exactly. And actually, none of the sites they looked at, even the most promising ones, none of them got all the way up to certain, which just shows you, you know, how complex these deposits really are.
So even when we're pretty sure there are gas hydrates somewhere, there's still some uncertainty.
Right.
But this index, the likelihood index, it's like it helps us measure that uncertainty so we can be more efficient.
Exactly. It's about using data to make predictions instead of, you know, just making educated guesses.
And getting us closer to actually using this huge energy source.
It's a really cool possibility. Although we can't forget, you know, we have to be smart about this. Like any new resource, we have to think about the environmental impact, make sure we're doing it right.
100%. The last thing we want to do is solve one problem and create a new one. But if we can make this work, if we can use gas hydrates sustainably, it could be amazing for the planet.
I agree. It could be huge. And this research, it's a big step in that direction for sure.
Well, I think we've learned a lot today. Gas hydrates, definitely promising, but still a bit of a mystery. But this new research, it's getting us closer to figuring them out and unlocking all that potential.
It really shows what we can do, you know, with some innovation and by working together, especially with these big challenges, the ones facing the whole planet.
This deep dive has definitely given us a lot to think about. And if you want to dig even deeper, you can find a link to the full research paper in the show notes. And until next time, keep those curious minds working.